Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There are now more than 763,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 globally, with more than 168,000 in the United States. There are more than 21 million confirmed infections, with the U.S., Brazil, and India making up more than half. New Zealand's leader Jacinda Ardern extended a lockdown in the country's biggest city Friday, sticking with her go-early-go-hard strategy to stop the spread of the virus. And people in the city of Auckland will be required to mostly stay home for another 12 days. She said that our overall COVID-19 strategy remains elimination. That requires the ongoing stamping out of the virus anytime it comes back. 3 days ago, four family members tested positive for the coronavirus, breaking New Zealand's streak of over 100 days with zero cases. On Friday, at least 12 new cases of coronavirus were reported, all linked to a 29-strong cluster. Meanwhile, the rest of the country will remain on level 2 restrictions, maintaining strict social distancing rules. Ardern pointed to swift action months ago that proved effective in containing the virus. Genome testing with the new virus outbreak had originated in Britain or Australia, but officials were investigating how the family in Auckland contracted it. The country's top health minister, Ashley Bloomfield, raised the possibility on Wednesday that the virus could come in via freight, since one of the infected family members works in a stored facility. However, Bloomfield has since said that it was more likely spread through people rather than objects. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain announced new nationwide restrictions largely focused on nightlife as COVID-19 cases surge in the country. At a news conference Friday, Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa announced all nightclubs and dance clubs with or without live music will be closed. He also issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. He also said street gatherings where young people meet or drink are also banned. New daily cases in Spain have been steadily climbing since the country ended a lockdown of more than 3 months of June 21st. British travelers rushed home from the summer holidays in France on Friday, booking planes, trains, boats, and even private jets to get home before a 14-day quarantine went into effect in response to rising coronavirus infections there. The UK government announced late Thursday that it would impose a quarantine from 300 GMT Saturday on arrivals from France, giving an estimated 160,000 UK holidaymakers there just over 24 hours to get home or face self-isolation on return. The sudden rule change dealt a fresh blow to tourists, airlines, and tour operators. The pandemic has left many travel groups cash-strapped and fighting for survival. The new quarantine rules apply to France, the second most popular holiday destination for Britons, as well as to the Netherlands and the Mediterranean island of Malta. The United States says the UN Security Council rejected an American resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the defeat of the resolution Friday ahead of a council meeting to reveal the vote. Russia and China opposed extending the weapons ban, which is due to expire October. Under a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, 11 members abstained, including France, Germany, and Britain, while Washington and the Dominican Republic were the only yes votes. Trump administration has said that repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and six major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced the vote in a statement saying the Security Council rejected direct appeals to extend the arms embargo from numerous countries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.